In the day's other headlines, Russia announced drills to simulate the use of battlefield nuclear weapons in its war with Ukraine. It followed French talk of sending its own troops to Ukraine and the UK's approval of Ukraine using British weapons to strike inside Russia. A Kremlin statement on the war games said, quote, "We hope that this event will cool down the hotheads in Western capitals." But in Paris, European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and French President Emmanuel Macron and said she hopes China will intervene.
President Xi has played an important role in de-escalating Russia's irresponsible nuclear threats, and I'm confident that President Xi will continue to do so against the backdrop of the ongoing nuclear threats by Russia.
Moscow also called in the British and French ambassadors today and warned them against provocative statements. The U.S. Army confirms tonight that an American soldier has been arrested in the Russian Far East. Officials say the unidentified soldier was supposed to be headed home from deployment in South Korea, but was detained Thursday in Vladivostok, accused of theft. The Army has not said whether the service member was considered AWOL, absent without leave. Authorities in southern Brazil now say at least 83 people have died following days of heavy rains and flooding, with more than 100 people still missing. The downpours hit the state of Rio Grande do Sul, triggering landslides, road closures, and widespread power blackouts. Entire neighborhoods in the city of Canoas are underwater, with many houses almost completely submerged. Some people have resorted to driving power boats through the streets. Back in this country, heavy rains across southeastern Texas began to taper off, but catastrophic flooding left widespread disruption and closed some schools. People in Harris County around Houston have begun surveying damage and cleaning up. Officials today said they'd been fortunate to escape with no fatalities.
That happens, of course, because of our first responders, but also because of the individuals in the community who heeded our warnings and who took responsible steps in evacuating themselves and their families.
One death was reported in Johnson County, Texas. A four-year-old boy was killed when floodwaters swept away the car he was in. Boeing's first manned space flight on its Starliner capsule is set for launch later tonight, heading to the International Space Station. The craft is set to lift off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida with two astronauts on board. They'll return to Earth after a week. A successful flight could help Boeing begin catching up to rival SpaceX. The Pulitzer Prizes for 2023 have been announced. They include the Public Service Award to ProPublica for reporting on billionaires giving gifts and travel to U.S. Supreme Court justices. The Associated Press won the Feature Photography Prize. Its work chronicled migrants traveling from as far as Colombia to the U.S. southern border. The prize for fiction went to Night Watch by Jane Ann Phillips, a novel set in West Virginia after the Civil War. And on Wall Street, stocks added to last week's gains on some fresh corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 176 points to close at 38,852. The Nasdaq rose 193 points. The S&P 500 added 53. Still to come on the NewsHour, as more colleges cancel graduation ceremonies, a look at how universities are handling campus protests. A new study finds hormone replacement therapy is safe and effective. And Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.